y'all ain't think y'all was gonna do this without me, right? It's your boy, the most fabulous T-Bear 183, representing Chi-Town, representing Jungle Basement Radio. Been rocking with these digest niggas for like 11 years now, y'all. Let's get it in.
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 We had a case where we had an African-American guy who was a fan of mine. Great fan. Great guy. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. You know what I'm... Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest... You know what I'm talking about? Talking about, talking about, talking about, talking about, talking about, talking about, talking about.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And E. Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's goody, what's goody?
Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy recording day.
Wide awake.
Yes, sir. I see you up there, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Thanks to the Keurig.
I see you posting pics of you and the new little pup.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I call him little, but as I'm walking him, oh, that's a big dog. Like, no, that's not big. Not yet. Kanye Corso. That's his name.
God damn.
Wow. You know,
did you name him after the sandbag?
Well, the dog is a Kanye Corso, right? So it only made sense. Fuck it. Kanye Corso. That's his name. So there it is.
That's what's up.
And he's a big dog.
Any Ken to Lee Corso?
Yeah, I need a 4-foot monster chain for him. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, gentlemen. Well, let's go ahead and get right into the show. We're going to jump right on it. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, shout out to Artemis. He's heavy on a text chain. He wanted to mention, and that I would, and I was going to put this out anyway, battle rapper Sue Surf was shot multiple times in Newark, New Jersey. We sent prayers out for him and his family. Mr. Surf, who just got out of jail recently. It's one thing about that, as I'm looking at the coverage of his shooting, I'm listening to a lot of people on YouTube, a lot of bloggers, speaking bloggers like ourselves. And them niggas was like, niggas in Newark is on some different shit. He was, one particular blogger was like, people don't realize the two most violent cities I've been in the last couple of years have been Buffalo and Newark. He said, them niggas up there is something in the air or the water. He said, it's a different breed of niggas. So,
Griselda.
I'm saying.
First and foremost, God bless that man's life.
Indeed.
But as I've mentioned many, 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 many times, and I might sound like one of them other folks, but there's it makes me wonder why and how this has been like one of the only occasions did that stuff. Because, you know, again, all they talk about in that stuff is 50 guns and this, that, and the other. And then, It's just sad, yo. And then what you said about a different breed of nigga, it's like, okay, well, if you want to be a different breed of nigga, and I know it's going to take it right. I say right because I'm left-handed, but it's going to take it. It's like, if you can be out here in the streets killing each other like that, yo, imagine what you could do, what we could do if you could stick together and at least have the threat of handling some other kind of business. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, you know what? That makes me think. One of the things that music did for me, it literally, I had zero time for drugs. I mean, you know, other than, you know, as a teenage, you know, drinking beer and smoking weed, how innocent that is on its face now. But other than that, I mean, I wonder why music doesn't, you know, did what it did for me. I mean, I had an introduction to drugs and selling just like anybody else in the hood. Okay, I get it. But for me, man, hip hop and music in general, yo, fuck that, yo. I was just too consumed with cobbling together pennies, nickels, and dimes to either buy records or any little bit of equipment I had. And it doesn't do that for certain cats. And again, this is not victim blaming. I'm with you on that, Mr. Sue Surf. You know, God bless him, man, and I hope he makes a full recovery, no doubt. But I'm just saying, I'm wondering, you know, what it is. because I know music took me away from a lot of that shit.
But that's easy, B. That's very easy, and it's a psychological situation. When we were listening to the type of music we were listening to, it was so different from what's now, even on the radio.
That's real.
What people listen to on their in their MP3s or whatever, it's a lot of death, destruction, drugs, sex, and all of that, yo. Not to say that it wasn't like that, but it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't as prevalent.
Right, like right now, there's no lid on it. It's just to the moon with the shit. You could say anything. That's, anything, yo.
That's what's up.
I kill 100 niggas. I need 100 caskets. And so on and so on.
I know what you're saying. That's real.
Back then, we was hearing rappers talk about killing niggas lyrically on a microphone.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. So, psychologically, when people say, that, oh, I don't really hear what they're talking about, or, you do hear what they're talking about. And as much as we listen to that stuff, it definitely gets at us psychologically, yo. For some of us, excuse me.
Yeah, I get where you're going with it, and I'm looking at going back and do we blame some of our favorite heroes of hip hop for this shit? Like the Coogee rap who used to rap like that, talk that shit, like a Biggie that talked that shit, Pop
still
talk
different
that shit.
Well,
all of those people you just named, but for every one of them, there's 100,000. Now, just talking about that stuff.
Well, this is where young guys are going to be like, fuck you. Fuck all y'all Hip Hop Digest because you old. Because only thing we can see now is the amount of violence, whether we announce a famous MC dying or getting shot or counting the amount or all the above. See, I'm quick to say for every Biggie, for every Cool G, there was a Tribe Called Quest.
You
know,
enemy.
There was that Public Enemy. There was, you know, Poor Righteous Teachers. You know what I'm saying? The young guys are basically going to say, hey, we have that same shit. But all you think y'all niggas can concentrate on is the violent side. So I'm just being there as a point counterpoint.
But how many? Let's be dead ass honest right now. How many of these niggas, since you said we had all those different peoples, tribe and everybody, as to counteract the violent side? So how many of these niggas now is listening to all this gun talk, all this drill rap, as you that intro you put up, and all this shit is listening to Childish Gambino? I mean, some different shit.
It's a 10-to-1 ratio reflected by the charts. So for every, you know, 10, I'm not saying drill niggas dominate, but I mean, most of the niggas in...
I'm just talking about
violent type of rap, it's a 10-to-1 ratio. Okay, so you got 10 MCs to every one Childish Gambino out there on a popular level.
But let's not let our niggas off the hook. Because them Griselda niggas don't talk nothing but violence.
Ain't no doubt.
They're included in that shit.
I'm saying, but we love that shit. So I'm not going to let them off the hook either.
No, but Griselda and all them niggas... For me, and again, I'm a grown man. I'm an elder guy compared to these teenagers. Griselda is just what they are. Griselda. When I'm in that mode of when I want to hear eloquently told violent kill niggas, that's who I turn to.
But it's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
If you want to break it all the way down,
I'll tell you why not.
Okay.
Because as you just said, it's a 10-to-1 violence to a Kid Cudi, right? 10-to-1 on that shit. For us, it was the opposite 10-to-1. For every Coogee rap, there was 10 other dudes that was rapping on some other shit in that time frame. So it's not the same. And if it is the same,
I was talking about it was the same thing between Griselda and these drill niggas and these trap niggas. It's the same thing.
I count all that shit the same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, all that shit's the same to me. Right. It ain't even... I don't care if they Griselda and them or fucking the most killing ass nigga from Atlanta.
The only difference, I think the only difference is that it's easy for us to say there's not a dime bit of difference between, you know, it's all drug dealer music.
Right, there's no difference between no difference between Conway and Offset.
Right.
The only difference is Conway can rap much better.
Yep.
Right. And two, again, you know, as far as that goes in our era, you know, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, plenty of Biggie and Jay drug stories or whatever, but it's drug dealer music. It's easy for us to admit that it's drug dealer music. We're not in our feelings.
Even then, it was easy.
Right. Right. So
yeah, I guess it's just we take it in a lot differently, as you said earlier.
There you go.
We take it in a lot differently. We don't take it literally. These young niggas is really taking this shit literally like it's a video game. Let's just go out here and kill motherfuckers.
So, but anyway, so, you know, that's what's up. Shout out to Artemis, yo. And again, once again, shout out to Sue Surf. Get well. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a veteran A&R describes the record industry's current approach to signing acts. Angelo Torres, speaking with Rolling Stone magazine, says, "We're in a clout age. These kids have a big social media game. The labels are in the game of who has the numbers of millions of followers, Instagram, etc., etc. I'm pretty sure if a person drops a song, it's going to reach millions of views." Torres' statement perfectly explains why we're seeing more and more young kids signed, for better or for worse, off a viral video or a cultural brouhaha. It is not the sum of their talent. Talent or not, having a viral video goes a long way in convincing a label A&R of a record company to sign you.
Got three words for you. Soulja Boy.
I disagree. I disagree.
Wow.
And the only reason why I disagree, because Soulja Boy, you're right, but Soulja Boy was a self-made guy.
Right.
Soulja Boy invented the modern day record industry. Doesn't get enough credit. I'm here to give him the credit. I've been saying that on this show. Soulja Boy invented the modern day record industry.
So you're answering your own question then. You're saying that exactly what you just said. That's why they're signing niggas. They're signing niggas because of what Soulja Boy did.
Exactly.
Didn't Jermaine Dupri sign somebody off of YouTube views?
He did. It didn't work, did he?
Nah. But a lot of these niggas, it's just throwing spaghetti at the fucking wall. It's just trying to find somebody to get a quick video, and hopefully when you put it out, that they're going to blow.
Yep.
Part two to that topic was veteran producer Kyle Thompson. He produced Celine Dion, Mary J. Blige, Fifth Harmony, Andrea Day, and Common.
He's rich.
Yes, he seems to be very rich. He said, "I've worked with a lot of major label signings. Most shouldn't even be in a studio. They're wildly undeveloped, unskilled, amateurish, with no artistic voice or point of view, and lack passion and a commitment to the recording process. They are not artists." This is from a veteran guy who has been paid to work with a lot of label no talents. I'm going to ask both of you gentlemen, why is it so difficult for the generation now to be honest with themselves and say X artist has zero talent? There are some people out there who are talking about that, but there are a lot of kids who are just going ham on people like us and other truthful entities, which there are very few, about XYZ of XYZ artists don't have the talent.
Because we've answered that question several times. Because these niggas might need a favor later down the road.
Some
of these people.
Not that I might need a job.
And you don't
or an interview.
Right. You don't want to diss these people, because now you look old when you start dissing. And you want to stay as current as possible.
Were we talking about current or are we talking about talent?
We're talking about current, B. Because these labels and these A&Rs and shit, they don't give a fuck about talent. If it was about talent, niggas with real skills would be getting signed instead of these niggas that with no fucking talent.
It's a disconnect, though. See, because when we talk about that, we're talking about the talent deficiency. There's a disconnect. That's why I bring this topic up, because, you know, cats who going to get on our ass, and they, you know, they be on our ass about that shit. Yeah, but I'm talking about talent.
Well, to risk being a DJ Academics in this motherfucker for a second.
Oh, shit, not Academics.
I'm just saying, to risk that, I'm going to say that they may not have the talent that we look for and expect, but these young motherfuckers have tenacity, yo. They have the tenacity to make. You can't just wake up and get a million followers. You can't just wake up and do that shit. You have to be fucking on that shit, and they're doing it. They're tenacious about being famous, yo. And then that's just the way the game is right now.
And two, I have to say, they're tenacious, you're right, about being famous. And they have the tools to allow them to be famous. I mean, the old slogan, it no longer applies, but remember YouTube, broadcast yourself?
Yeah.
That old slogan? I mean, they have the tools for that. You know, labels don't need to spend millions of dollars on hair and makeup and image and publicity posters and all that old shit.
No more street teams.
No, sir. No, sir.
But again, they're like big lighters, though. Disposable as a motherfucker.
That's true.
But they don't care because they're so quick and easy to just dispose of. Because the next one's coming right behind them.
Yep. As soon as you run out of fluid. Next.
Done.
So anyway, you know, shout out to Mr. Thompson, the record producer who's worked with a lot of multi-platinum and worldwide artists. I can't imagine that it feels good for somebody of his stature to be in a studio with people that I will not name on this show with zero talent and make a record with them. I just find it incredible.
It's the check, B. I know. At that point, it's just a job.
I get it. I get it.
What'd that pastor say? You know who they are. You see them.
All right. No doubt. Let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Nas is finishing up on an album he should have released instead of Nasir. Now, see,
I'm going to let you finish.
Okay, let me read the copy because I know you're going to go in. It's another album, Nas saying. It's another album I had already been working on before Nasir. He said, since I did this, I got to go do that. So you know how it goes. It's in a little different direction, just a little bit. I did stuff with Swizz and I did stuff with RZA. Nas is a guy who does hear from the street. He does. He is one of the last Mohicans in that way. He does have his hand on the street a little bit. And be the terms of whether if it was the track or the artwork that had clearly been out before Nasir, people were saying we were biting. And people are, that, you know, that hurt Nas a little bit, especially amongst official niggas. It hurt him. Because, again, not only did you have a track, a complete bite, with the same producer and artist who put out the album with the same artwork. What did I say the other day? You get a cut lip. Now you got a fat black eye. It's just too many fucking coincidences here.
Life ain't good.
So Nas got his ear on the street and he hears it and he knows that damn, I don't, you know, on the low with the official niggas, I took a beating a little bit. Now, you were going to say Kurt G. See,
that's that bullshit. That's what I call that bullshit right there. Because how the fuck are you going to say this is the shit you should have done? So you just threw niggas some bullshit to throw them some shit?
Now hold up, B. Nas didn't say that. That was the title. That's the guy who wrote the article.
Oh, so he didn't say it?
No, Nas.
Okay, I'll let him off the hook.
Okay, but Nas did say that he already had this other shit in the can before Nasir, though.
He had it in the can.
This is pre-Nasir.
So you know, Swizzy, you let Kanye talk him into this shit.
You know Swizzy was already out there with the statement of, oh, I got an entire album done with Nas. And then, of course, RZA on the back end has some tracks as well.
RZA's always sliding in somewhere.
No doubt. So, but I'm still calling it bullshit. Because I believe that the whole thing, not some, again, there were some tracks on Nas here that I thought were excellent. But that being said, see, I knew it was a goddamn publicity stunt. I knew it when I saw it. And Nas should have known better than that. And now, because certain official niggas is like, yo, you know.
Well, who was it a publicity stunt for?
Well, it was for Kanye. Nas. It was for Nas.
I think it was for Nas. I mean, it helped Nas, but I think it was for Kanye because he had all those different albums on the rollout, back to back to back. And Nas was just one of them to just try to hype his shit up. He's trying to put good music back up. Because he fucked it all up with his image and the shit he was doing.
I guess, B. I say my take on that, it was Nas. It was to get Nas's profile up through the Kardashian Corporation.
Now, it is a corporation.
Now, whether if he did that or not, you know, whether if the Jenner stockholders were down with the move, who knows? We'll see long term. But I know with official niggas, once the evidence came out of a bitten artwork album cover and track, that hurt him. That hurt him a little bit.
Quick side note, you just brought some shit up. If them niggas released that as a fucking stock, they would make plenty of fucking money. Kardashian Corporation.
They probably do have that.
In any case,
you got the young one, it's almost a billionaire.
I'm not getting into that shit.
Just saying as a quick side note. That would make a lot of money.
I'm pulling the car on the first off ramp. We're getting off of that.
Damn.
So anyway.
Well, where are we gonna wind up? Let's go.
Anyway, but the key is shout to Nas. I mean, it's like I said before, Nas is too good and has too much talent for that bullshit. We'll see if he redeems himself. I personally, I don't know if I'm trusting Swizz Beatz with my next situation. Now,
you
Swizz
know what
is
said in a long time.
Swizzy.
See, Swizz. I'm gonna tell you like this. Okay. I'm niggas that like Swizz. I get it, but Swizz to me was a nigga that was getting over for so many years.
He was
with the same fucking beat. Over and over and over again.
Sued by Roland Corporation.
Yeah, early days.
For using... For looping up Roland keyboard presets.
Yeah, he was a nigga that got over. Big time. He just happened to hook up with niggas like DMX and Jay-Z to get him rich.
But I'm not trusting RZA. I mean, I'm not RZA. Well, I don't know. Nobody trusts RZA, but
you shouldn't. Well, you shouldn't.
Don't trust him contractually, but you might trust him with some music, though.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's interesting to see what RZA did for him. Damn, is it so difficult for Nas just to say, I'm going to get Preem and we're going to sequester it? I mean, you know, Preem, get your records out. I'll be there. I'll up at your crib next week and let's get it done. Is it so fucking difficult to do that? Because that's what people are clamoring for. Ask Royce.
Yeah.
He's been fucking touring off of that shit for the last 3.5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Swizz Beatz. Dang.
That nigga stay getting over, B.
They do.
And I'm that's not a hate statement. It's just facts, as they like
and
to
he's
say.
Still married.
All right, that's what's rocking. Yeah, so we're going to keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Fat Joe and Funk Flex debate top 5 GOATs of each era. Now, I caution you, I listened to exactly 3 minutes of that conversation before I cut it off.
Damn. Okay?
Because they were talking about GOATs and they were talking about first getting into the first class. And they made it as far as 3 names. Because I assume the conversation went 5, top 5 for each era. But they went 3 names. They went Melly Mel, Kaz, and Kumo D. Okay? Now, this is Fat Joe, and this is Funk Flex. And I'm saying to myself, and, y'all done fucked up. You should know the basic history. You got three names in. You couldn't go five. You couldn't even go a safe five. You couldn't even go Busy B next. Even though I as much respect as I got for Busy B, there is two names that the original class, or I should say two and a half names, more.
Kaz?
Well, Kaz, they said Grandmaster Kaz.
Yeah.
They said Kaz, they said Mel, and they said Kumo D. Okay? But the names that I think that they, first and foremost, who they forgot was Curtis Blow. How the fuck can you forget Curtis Blow? I mean, that's simple.
Yeah.
I mean, and then too, my choice to round out that first era top five would be Rodney C, also known as Little Rodney C, and KK Rockwell. Okay, first they were a part of Funky 4 Plus 1, and then they became Double Trouble. You see them on the stoop in Wild Styles.
You see them.
You see them.
You see them.
Okay. I'm putting them in there because I'm telling you, on a lyrical level, if you listen to them on the stoop and at the amphitheater at the end,
yeah.
On paper, yo, Double Trouble, you know, come on. You got to be able to name those guys.
They didn't dig that deep.
They did not. They did not. So I'm going to give you a quick Little Rodney C. His real name is Rodney Stone. Is married to On the Spot Trivia.
You got me.
Got me.
Angie Stone.
Oh,
there you go. You see it.
You see it.
So in any case, people may say, well, I never heard of Double Trouble. What the fuck do they got to do with anything? Oh, in the early 2000s, their most famous of routines was done by Black Star, Talib Kweli and Mos Def on the stoop. So you can go check
also
that out.
Was in that Sprite commercial. Well, it wasn't them, but it was reproduced in that Sprite commercial.
Again, the stoop routine. Yes. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That's Double Trouble. I mean, you know, and the thing about the criminal aspect about making up, doing every era, the first and really second eras, you really can't do individuals because everything was together. MCs and DJs and graffiti artists and dance professionals and everything was together. It was a hip-hop movement, and you couldn't separate the sum of the parts. So, and that's what makes something like that, and that's where you got Fat Joe and Funk Flex caught out there, because they can only think of individuals when the whole culture was kind of together. So,
did you call them dance professionals?
Yes. You caught that, didn't you? So, I was gonna say break dancers, but you know, I would just
that'd have been too nice. Huh?
they're professional dancers. That's what they are, dance professionals.
You know how that sounds. A little irrational.
A little more dramatical.
Fresh.
So, anyway, yo, yeah, Funk Flex. I believe that Funk Flex and Fat Joe got caught out there. And I didn't listen to the rest of it. Look, they may have gotten real comprehensive, and I'm sure they did as the 90s and the 2000s approaches. I'm sure they did. So, which kind of, I want to connect that into a topic that Artemis brought up.
Maybe I'm cutting, but let me say, let me add this to that. It might be part of what you're going to say, but if not, let me say this.
My man.
What them two cats should have been talking about is how the fuck my son destroyed that little fucking clip that they did. Remember, did you see it?
No, I did
not.
Did
you watch that clip?
I did not.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You have got to watch them up there. It was Fat Joe, my son, and of course, Flex.
Okay.
And Fat Joe whined first. All his drug mafioso, you know, Fat Joe.
Right.
And then my son got on there and pulled a mini Black Thought on their ass, B.
Wow.
I'm not bullshitting. my son did one of the greatest fucking freestyle. It probably wasn't freestyle, but whatever you want to call it. Simply fucking amazing.
So did he leave?
He made Fat Joe look pedestrian?
Right.
Yo, son, I'm not even fucking bullshitting you. Okay. When we get done recording, make that the first fucking thing you do.
I will. I will.
I was like, God damn.
<That's>
did Fat Joe just rhyme? was my son talking about him? No, I mean, not literally, but people like that? That whole drug shit? Oh, you got to see it. All right, now I got that out of the way. Go ahead and add in Artemis, what his comment was.
No, nah, well, you saying Artemis saying something about, what was it in the
2000s? Oh, yeah, the 2000s cats. Do they get enough credit, underground and independent, get enough credit for, you know, contributing towards hip-hop?
The early 2000s is what you're talking about.
I mean,
the whole 2000s.
Well,
2000 to 2010, I think he said.
Well, do they get enough credit? I tell you what, if they're not getting enough credit, they're suffering from what unfortunately is going to be a hallmark of the current day and times. It's the avalanche of music and who you have to remember and who you have to consider is totally different. See, that's why I got on Fat Joe and Funk Flex about not remembering the first class of people, only being able to name three names. But you have such a small pool of artists to choose from. To me, you don't have an excuse. In the 2000s? Oh my God, there's so many people to remember. And then you're going to forget somebody who made it a fantastic, incredible piece of music. So I'm just going to say, for me, like out of that time period, it was a group from Houston called Chaotix. I love them. I absolutely love them. Only probably three people that I know even know who the fuck they are.
You throw a Houston Independent Spit District in there too.
You're only talking about a couple of people who know who the fuck they are. So to answer Artemis' questions, will that era get credit for developing underground gods? Yeah, sure, but it's so many people to consider. Just like now, I mean, how many fucking mixtapes show up on any given streaming site or
on a daily?
And how many of those people are you going to really seriously consider listening to? I'm talking about really taking the time to listen to. Nigga, they lucky if they get 30 seconds per clip from me.
The shit is right now is that whether it's commercial or underground, it's just, niggas is just fucking, it's just a deluge, B. It's just so much shit. Niggas is just putting out shit on a daily or a weekly basis. Just keep putting it out there. Just, I guess, to keep you interested in them or whatever the fuck it is, but it's too much shit, B. It's too,
hold on now.
It's too much, B. It's too much.
Okay,
the Gold Tank in them was putting out motherfucking records every other day.
And that was too much bullshit.
But that's what I'm saying. It's too much. It's not that you don't want to consider, I'm trying to answer Artemis' questions. It's not that we don't want to consider the early 2000s, from 2000 to 2010, what they contributed to the underground. It's not that. Is that you have to, and we were doing a show at this time, we had to contend with so much material that guys and movements and whole shits got overlooked. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, for me, the group I name, a handful of shit from Stone's Throw and shit like that, Quasimodo, crazy shit like that I was into, but man, come on, B, there's a gang of shit I ain't up on.
Way too much.
And that I missed. And that's true of today's movement.
And today's movement, as I was saying earlier, is even worse because niggas is just putting out so much shit.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. As I'm listening to shit, I'm discovering albums from 2014, 15. I'm like, what? I missed this shit?
Yeah.
Incredible work. But, you know, so I'm just going to say, if you think Artemis, and a shout out to you, that era doesn't get enough credit,
you're
it's
right.
Because of the avalanche of material that everyone can consider. So
you also have to realize that though the underground independent movement is always and will be always be around, it was always there and always will be around, the influx of commercialism made it hard too, because even though we don't really pay attention to that stuff either, the commercial stuff, you just so inundated by that, that it kind of makes you miss shit. Because you're so busy, like, swatting away gnats and mosquitoes and shit that you can't sit there and enjoy that barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, it's time to get a Raid fogger on these motherfuckers.
Shit. Don't spray the Raid over the grill, nigga. We gotta eat
no,
that
sir.
Shit.
Shit, nigga, you know me. I'll fog out the whole neighborhood. Black flag, my nigga.
Damn. Yo, just take it inside.
God damn, son. Nigga, you got the side of his truck gonna say hashtag West Nile.
Hey, son, I'm trying to tell you. Yo, these niggas, the motherfuckers know me. I throw a whole can on one cricket.
Raid?
So let's keep it rocking. Yo, this topic comes from West Dino. This is hot off the text chain. West Dino said I have to respectfully disagree with you on the streaming services last week when we were talking about renting music. Mr. West Dino goes on to say it's way more convenient to have a streaming option rather than spend hours on phones uploading music that I may or may not listen to. Basically, it's saying it's way more convenient. I disagree. He's getting down with the streaming services. Actually, that comment made me think. And where I find the true independent spirit, much more than on the streaming services, although I'm sure some of the material overlaps, I find Bandcamp to be the true underground town, the new underground city. That's where you're going to find a truly independent artist. And you got to slog through some stuff. Yeah, but you're going to have to slog through stuff no matter who you or what thing that you're listening to. But I actually prefer Bandcamp. Now, I still wouldn't pay. I just got something about paying for that shit. Now, I will support an individual, but fuck that. But shout out to him, Bandcamp. But he also goes on to say, he gives his recommendations. He said, by the way, Apple Music and YouTube are the best, followed by SoundCloud. You guys got any comments on that? West Dino, shout to you.
I mean, I respect his opinion. I respect what he's saying. And, I mean, I can almost agree with what he's saying. But like you said, I'm not paying for that shit, B. I'm just not. I just can't do it. I mean, even if I'm forced to do it, then that's another thing. But as long as I got a choice to not do it, fuck that. I'm not paying for it.
And it is 2018, and I ain't spent a cent on no streaming shit yet, my nigga. So I don't care what's the best or the worst. As long as I can hear what the fuck I'm listening to and don't give a fuck about a commercial, it is what it is.
That's what's up. No doubt. Let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I hate to do lists, but I'm gonna. I got this shit off of DJ Boov, top 10 rap records that need to be retired. Number 10.
Retired for what?
Just retired. Just
hung up in the rafters type of retired?
This could go either way, B.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm just looking. What I'm looking for with this topic is your reaction to the particular records.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not talking about the list.
I see the look on my brother's face over there.
Yeah, he looks pained.
He looks hurt.
This is a fork in the road here, B.
You caught me.
You either going to make me mad or happy. Let's go.
I'm going to bet I'll make you mad, but that's all right, though. It's part of the fabric of the show, nigga. Get mad. At number 10 on that list, and I don't know if they're in order, but at number 10, DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win. Do you ever want to hear that again?
Okay, yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah you can retire that one.
Okay.
But it still gets movement on the dance
floor.
You're
going to hear that in sports events and all that shit.
Right, that's exactly. Yeah, that's one of those, right, that's an infamous thing at sporting events. Outkast, Hey Ya.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
All right, I'm gonna try to get through this topic quick. Let's get in here. We're gonna real quick. Cali Swag District, Teach Me How to Dougie.
Another one I haven't heard in a while.
Yo,
I thought it was already retired.
Son, we were doing the show, and I'm sure that you guys remember when niggas was going to the mat. Like Cali Swag District is some real gods.
You said Cali Swag District?
Yeah, motherfuckers were saying, they was calling us old back then and saying Cali Swag is that next shit.
And I told y'all about that basketball game, that middle school basketball game. We went to the fucking place erupted when they played that shit.
Teach me how to daggy.
And them middle schoolers who have graduated wouldn't touch that record. It would just save their life.
I'm going to say you're bugging. That's one of them records when you throw that shit on. Niggas going to get they dug fresh.
Okay, let me keep it rocking. Next topic. Next record. The corporate rapper Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. Alicia Keys.
All right. See ya.
I guess as long as you're living in New York, that one's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, right after that, Eminem, Not Afraid.
I don't care if that record was ever made.
I don't think I've heard that one in a while.
That one don't deserve no rafters. It just needs to be buried.
Next one, House of Pain, Jump Around. It's an another infamy
sporting
record.
Event.
Sporting event, yeah.
Yeah, that's still gonna get run.
Okay. After that, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, Strip Shop. Again.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
But come on, Beast. How many guys and gals was saying Macklemore's that dude? Come
I'm
on.
Up my bag. Bye.
Bye bye.
All right, after that, yo, I see you hit that John McLaughlin. Yo, right after that, Kanye West, Gold Digger, Jamie Foxx.
She gives me money
when wow. I'm in need.
That's stuck in a 40-year-old
level. I'm gonna throw yours in retirement. That version you just made, yo, B. As you said with me when I hit you with the liddy, you didn't want to hear no more. I do not want to hear you do that again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, no problem.
Man.
All right, no problem. Right after that, Notorious B.I.G. Hypnotize.
That's that Herb Albert. That ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but you know what, though? To me, that is such, that's the height of Puffy's. Just take the simple loop and we'll get over.
Yeah, but he did.
I'm just, you know what? The thing of it is, for me, I will always remember the Herb Albert version better than the Biggie.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I mean, because I just remember my mom on our system at the crib with the Herb Albert version crazy. Yep. So,
well, the same thing with Juicy.
Yeah, okay, that's
right. I hear him too, man.
That's
true. But that Biggie ain't going nowhere.
And despair, the breakup of the show, I will not announce, I'm sorry, the last record because I want to do the show the right way.
No teasing. You got to do it.
Son, this is not a teaser.
Got to do it. Debo, nigga. Got to do it.
Okay, I tell you
nigga,
what.
Nigga, you got to give it up.
See, now.
Marvin Gaye.
Now, check it out. I'm going to put this on the record. Hey, you motherfuckers, you ask for it, okay? When I say this, it's y'all motherfuckers who ask for it.
Just eat the cake, anime. Right. Just eat the cake.
The number one record on the record that should be retired forever is Drake In My Feelings. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, nigga. Them niggas look like blank face right now in the city.
Look like black
them niggas,
face?
No, blank.
I got a natural black face.
Nah, nigga, blank. They're both of them niggas. You know how shade get pulled down on both of their faces. See, they asked for it. I wasn't going to announce it.
Well,
fuck blackface.
I'm gonna give it the same intensity that I gave the other records. How about that? You want that? Get the fuck out of here. Put that shit somewhere. Except the only reason I want to keep seeing it. Wait, what's the name of it again?
In My Feelings.
I don't know. I don't even care, yo. That shit can whatever.
Fuck black.
I just want to keep seeing the Kiki fails. I don't care about nothing else.
I fuck all of that shit.
Yeah. So I don't. Yeah. It did give us the blank look, but
yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah. I was like, really?
Well, again,
something else. That's why. I mean,
I'm like, they get ready to retire this nigga. I thought he was everything.
Well,
I don't even know if I listen to that song. I'll say that. I don't even know if you told me it.
Let me tell you, that's nothing but a troll event anyway. So, all right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is a civics lesson. The last topic we're going to go in. Critics say the media makes innocent blacks look dangerous. On a Sunday night, an 18-year-old by the name of Nia Wilson and her sister became victims of what authorities call an unprovoked, unwarranted, vicious attack. The sisters were transferring trains in Oakland, California, Bay Area Rapid Transit Station when they were suddenly attacked with a man with a knife. Miss Wilson, young 18-year-old woman passed away on the platform. Her sister was severely injured. Now, the key to this story is one public photo that was aired on TV station KTVU has sparked backlash. Basically, they showed this young woman what looked like a gun in her hand, but it wasn't a gun. It was one of those cell phone cases that looked like a gun. Now, on her Facebook profile, the entire profile had a million pictures of her. Okay, why did the picture with a gun end up on the TV station? And that is a pervasive thing to make blacks look bad. Gentlemen, I say to you,
this ain't nothing new. It's terrible, but ain't nothing new. They darkened OJ's skin. Anytime a young black person is killed by the police, they find the most menacing picture they can find of that young black person. I don't know what you want or what you're looking for, because this is not new. It's continual. Griselda, mount up. Fuck it.
y'all niggas want to kill each other? We're giving you a reason.
Well, this gives me a chance to do a little bit of teaching. Okay, I've been in DC long enough to know that before Fox, and now that you look back on it, Fox as a whole situation, they had a TV show on Fox when it first became a local station called City Under Siege.
I remember that.
Okay, was a strictly, and what that detailed was the Washington D.C.'s crime, specifically crack epidemic. I don't believe City Under Siege had any white folks on that program as suspects.
Why would they?
I'm just saying.
It was about the crack and all them niggas that was getting killed in D.C. nightly. It wasn't supposed to be. I mean, white people were being killed, but they was getting killed because I wanted my mom's inheritance or whatever the fuck. But that show was specifically for that Rafael Edmonds era, B.
It was, but one thing about the Rafael Edmonds era and the last bit of leftover Rafael Edmonds area, a boy of mine who had people who lived uptown, plenty of white folks driving in from Silver Spring, Rockville, picking up crack.
Yes, just they were, like, but I'm were sure they
down southeast. No, they wasn't dying, but I'm sure down southeast there's plenty of folks driving in from Arlington, plenty of white folks smoking crack. But they never showed the steady stream of Maryland tags into the district. They never showed a fair. Premise. I'm just saying, this is a history lesson for those of you youngins who may be too young and from this area to remember that. But City Under Siege is a crazy example. Oh, and yes, African Americans were dying in the bunches.
And killing
at that time. And I'm not trying to underscore that, but there is a balanced coverage there. You're going to have to disagree.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. And strictly on the premise of what that show was. There was no question about it. That shit came on and 11 o'clock at night after the 10 o'clock news on Fox. Because I used to watch the shit.
No doubt.
I just got
into
DC.
Yes.
So I'm looking at it like, God damn, nigga. I wasn't looking at it like, oh, there's a lot of crime in Washington, D.C. I was looking at it like, yo, these niggas is killing people left and right. That's the way I looked at it. Now, if they was talking about the drug epidemic.
Would be was no, based that, on that crack. Then they would have shown all those drug killings were about drugs. 99% of that shit was drugs.
Right, the focus was on the killing, the murders, not the use. It was a difference. That's just a flat difference, B. It was murders.
You know what? That's one of them things where, again, niggas is, they were fighting over drug turf and corners. And if you had a steady stream of motherfuckers who's living in Potomac or Rockville driving in the Northeast or Northwest to pick up drugs, they wasn't killing them, but that was the money. They were killing over the corner. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. And them white motherfuckers and Spanish and whatever the fuck was coming to get that powder and them rocks, they was getting that shit and they was getting the fuck out as fast as they could.
That's what's up.
So, Now flip it to now. What you talking about? As I said, I don't give a fuck if it's a third grader in the park that gets shot by a cop. They're going to find the most menacing fucking picture they can find of that little third grader if he's black.
Okay, well then.
But let a white boy rape a motherfucking drunk girl behind a trash can.
Oh, he's getting off.
And they're going to have that nigga looking like he from Harvard.
No doubt.
So it's totally two different things there.
Matter of fact, he was a Stanford guy, and he had him look like he went to Stanford, I believe.
Okay, well, there you go. Point still. So it's not about Fox promoting black people as something that they weren't, because motherfuckers was doing exactly what the fuck Fox was showing. But these nowadays, it's totally fucked up. Now, if there was a show, it would have to show some motherfucking white terrorists shooting out of windows in casinos, or showing white motherfuckers showing up at movie theaters or school.
Well,
or
I'm just saying, yo,
they refuse to call that nigga a terrorist.
So, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Yo, so let me ask you a question. Can a show such as Fox 5 City Under Siege, who's basically going to point out strictly African Americans on a broadcast nightly, you got to remember this is what made Fox 5, could that show exist right now?
Well, shit, just the other day the motherfuckers got out the whip spraying fucking crazy and killed a little 10-year-old girl. Mm. It's fucking crazy, yo. Got video the whole shit.
Can City Under Siege be aired today in Los Angeles, Compton area, in Dallas, Fort Worth, maybe Chicago?
It's called the First 48.
Well,
that's it, right?
But they
there.
Show everybody.
But I'm going to say, but the people who run First 48 is going to be like, I object. We got plenty of white folk on there. City Under Siege had zero white faces and related to crime. Zero.
Okay, well, it wasn't about crime. It was about crime, but it was a specific crime.
That's what's up.
If City Under Siege was about drug use, the shit would never go off the air. But, and they'd have every race on there.
Yeah, that bitch set me up. I got set up by this bitch. Okay, let's get into it. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
But even after all of that, rest in peace to the young lady that was murdered.
No doubt.
No doubt.
All three of the young black ladies that have been killed recently.
Indeed. So anyway, Kurt G, go in.
All right. This week we got Midas the Beast, A Bad Day at Black Rock. That's Midas the Beast, A Bad Day at Black Rock. And we got Paul's One and Robin the Landlord, Sell Me a Dream. Flostalgia. That's Paul's One and Robin the Landlord, Sell Me a Dream, Flostalgia. And the instrumental joint is Foul Mouth the Snake Pit. Foul Mouth the Snake Pit.
All right, well, we did it.
Each one teach one.
So I'm gonna have a quick news update, and I perfectly did this for the last thing regarding the mixtape. Now, for those of you who think the mixtape's gonna be out quickly, you're wrong. And on that level, me and Kurt G are basically going to pick who makes the mixtape, and then we're going to get into mixing it.
This nigga said him and Kurt G, like, I ain't sitting right the fuck here.
No, well, I'm just saying.
It's in our hands right now, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't be a part of kind of pick the joints, but... Well, I guess when are you going to do it? Because we're going to do this shit today.
No, this is how we're going to end. This is how we're going to do. We're going to put the joints in. We're just going to make all the levels even. And we'll send the records to Swerve, and then we'll vote. How about that? That serves everybody.
There we go. Well, fucking first, City of the Siege ass niggas.
First things first, though.
Sploot niggas and shit.
If your shit gets picked, just so you know, if your shit gets picked, we will be contacting you through the text chain, if you're part of the text chain, or through this show to let you know you need to send us, resend the stems or whatever you need to do so we can hook that shit up.
All right. Anyway, we're all three going to be picking. I didn't mean to exclude you, son. I just, you know, I mean.
He called you City Under
Siege. Hey, yeah, like, I know.
Fox 5, I'm out.
All right, Joe. Peace. All right, I got to get out of here.
Peace.
All right, B. One.
All right. Peace. Kind of one goddamn. Rusty Jux. MCRE. Road business.
Yeah, it's the trap star gully with the raps, Paul. Come near me with the bullshit, get slapped fall. I'm animal, in the city wildlife. Kick a gritty freestyle, get the crowd hype. My pocket got a rocket with the safety off. Send your whole team weak, man, they crazy soft. Break them off on a break beat. Spitting nothing but fire, straight heat. It's all good till your brother dead. Smack a Louisville slug across your mother head. Word, sucker types wanna beef with me. All the fucking potheads wanna chief with me. I keep the high grade burning. Dumb rappers about to get some high grade learning. Word, I speak for the true heads. Quick to put four bullets up in two feds.
Rusty Jux, MCRE. Grown business slicing up bad golf shot just right. Rusty Jux, MCRE. With this crack rap delivery, leaving cats that's listening, shivering. You want a trap? I'll hold the door, no lack of chivalry. Golden state of mind, even the king switching teams. You watch an empire on Fox while my thoughts are on the Byzantine. This rusty juxtaposition of two MCs spitting. Fuck the system, this shit ain't twerking. That's why we lust for wisdom. I gave you power even if it wasn't written. So I always stay on top when I'm spitting, like my upper lip is A. Awkward as hell, ain't no coming back like a coffin is nailed. Wanna talk shit, got a scarlet letter that I carve in your chest and get marked with a nail. Bars will prevail. My brain is more elevated than anyone at Harvard or Yale. Who pulls the carbon, inhales bar synergens. Dead rabbits, ain't no games, just practice. Know my flow is everlasting, always on some X-lax shit. You clowns are more or less passive, cause the only time I've ever taken a hit is right before I just passed it.
Rusty Jux, MCRE. Bro, this is slicing up bad golf shot just right. Rusty Jux, MCRE. Bro, this is slicing up.
Marnade on this boogie bus. It's Pittsburgh, and that's a brand you can trust. You heard? My bad though. I apologize, I forgot that you're waiting for the gloss on the paint. Lost in the saturation, I'm saying I ain't the bearer of bad news. I'm the bearer around the trash bag and found a tattoo. Nate on it, bust crates. Certified slammer, the snare smacking like a razor's edge on a hammer. The answer to that played out, lazy inquiry. Where that good shit go? I said keep a better eye on me. They focused on shit shows from assholes. Tadpoles with rap flows sounding like bad jokes. That next wave crashed, they hit the land and died early. While I've been hotter than number 10 Ty Curry. Look alive, open arms wide, and catch the vibe. Thick soul, butter soft, pre-gentrified. This sound blue collar, custom made on the fly. Your beat sound downloaded, cheap, free, or rent the ride. Deep side. I hope you take it personal now. If it's something you ain't heard in a while, wonder how we stay immersed in the style that they claim ain't around when they ain't turned a dial. They wanna be the next main act, but they forgot to learn how to rap. So let's hit them with the worst feedback when they on stage spitting on their own lead track. Shit's whack. Shit's whack like I just opened up a cracked 45 rated VG plus. Much like your music, it remains unplayable. They easily influence while we stay unswayable. The pain will go away when you put that mic down. You wanna save face? Get off the fucking stage right now. I'm like a kite how I let go and flow natural. You sound like your rhyme against the wind, forcing your words out. Sound man, come on, throw me a ball. Get it pumping, get these people something they can take home. You on the payroll, that's what the check with your name's for. I don't fit the mold, shit's fresh, not a day old. Yo, front and center and now you all in better hands. I'm ahead of land, sea, air and all elements. Held a hand of an angel on a sand chin. Through a rip in the crease with time and space bending, I went in. I hope you take it personal now. If it's something you ain't heard in a while, wonder how we stay immersed in the style that they claim ain't around when they ain't turned the dial. They wanna
the next man act. But they forgot to learn how to rap. So let's hit them with the worst feedback. When they on stage spitting on their only track, shit's whack.
North is a courses, Conway is Porsches, in the driveway of my fortress. No, you can't afford this. All my enemies turning to corpses, hollow tips burning like torches. Broke his jaw with the impact of a horse kick. Had the younger chop his body up, he got nauseous. Flow gon' get me on the Forbes list. Until then, I'm whipping raw shit, whipping till I get a sore wrist. Got my bitch in Dior shit and more shit. I send her on trips, let her explore shit. She bring me raw bricks, this is God's gift. I will smack dog shit out of your favorite artist. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, the smartest, but I promise, bar for bar, I'm one of the hardest. This for them niggas eating Jack Mac and tuna fish. Niggas that really do this shit, they say was my influences. Niggas that's really shooting shit, niggas that really move a brick. The way my buzz disturbing the peace, that shit is ludicrous. I got shot and they thought that I couldn't do this shit. They hated on me, but I'm from Buffalo, so I'm used to it. Don't confuse me with one of these rap niggas. I clap niggas, I get a little time, I'ma do this shit. I spit the truest shit, nigga. Fuck you thought, nigga.
Word in the street, them boys looking for you. You order the beef, then they gon' cook it for you. I'm from where the base has still cooked before you. And they send the mercenaries out looking for you. My clothes smelling like the hallway, cause I went through hell up in the hallway. And all I seen was fiends off of Broadway. So walking home, I took the long way. Even them chicks I treated the wrong way. They be saying, yo, turn, I fuck with you the long way. Contrary to what the law say, my mechanic is still listening to that Conway. These rappers act real tough when the song play, but when it's beef, they turn into the entree. Watch them all get extorted as soon as the dawn say. Some put up a fight, but in the end, they all pay. Had some weeks, it was all gray. On the run, and all I could do was parlay. Shell cases where your mom stay, cause we just shot up the fucking block in broad day. A sip of Zay, make them Cassius Clay. 96 Niles influencing the raps I say. Same hood I grew up in, that's where I stay. Trapping out the Hyundai, Sapphire, Bombay. Allergy.
It reminds me that you go.
Watch.
That you go.
One time with it. Yeah, bass club shit. Strictly Exilus. My man Static Select. Keeping niggas in check. Hold up. You know what it is. Just take them through it. Yo, hey yo, move wise, choose size. It's you and I, or you or I, we live and do or die. Niggas forget respect, the currency we move by. Cause cool ties with suit ties get you poolside. I switch lanes when it's necessary to smooth ride. That's what you want, that's why you wonder why I flew by. In my due time, peep the self-style wisdom. It's polar, pull up, polo, pull over. So Costra Nostra, rockin' your Reyes, they Sammy Sosa. My culture getting attacked by the vultures like ghosts in reverse motion. Yo, it's tragic, they
like pull up selector. What's this material? The Hannibal, Lucky Charms, you pawn straight. Cereal, stereo, imperial sound from the Asiatic. Boom, my chick, I make a scream till she break glasses. On some shack shit, your cash flow molasses. The George Carver, all my plans is planted. Take me for granted, I'm shining, you niggas is planets that revolve around Papa like coppers. We call them Popo, rock the Lolo, Puffy, B.I.G. box logo. Like Danny Snap with the night gone like it's a photo. Never kill my Manolos. You need those, ain't no father to God style. I play Pacino, the OGs let me know it's realer than what the streets show. And trouble don't set like rain, it's no free throws. Move wise, true size, it's you and I, or you or I. We live and do or die. Niggas forget respect the currency we move by. Cause cool ties with suit ties get you poolside. I switch lanes when it's necessary, a smooth ride. That's what you want, that's why you wonder why I flew by. In my due time, peep the self-style wisdom. It's polar, pull up, polo, pull over some coaster. Ayo, the whole industry see through me. I see through glass ceilings that keep the inner evils in the sheep wool. They claim innocent, but they sending planes indecent. I can smell the phony innocent in the little text. I can see the dollars in the cents. Try and lift the debt. Rapping silicone, can't see the flex silhouette. Chase a check. We the maker, the owner, that architect. The girl rock the mention that sex with my woman friend all night. This she rock the air. Air Max, born ciphers, the block hot. One wrong look can start fire. My thoughts rare, had to study the acquire. Plus that selector got eternal fire. We raise hell, you got to realize. Better be swift with your sword and you can get penalized. What murder is deified, vocab cinematic. When I rap it, you see it live. Out of 100%, only be the true size. It's you and I, or you or I. We live and do or die. Niggas forget respect the currency we move by. Cause cool ties with suit ties get you poolside. I switch lanes when it's necessary, a smooth ride. That's what you want, that's why you wonder why I flew by. In my due time, peep the self-style wisdom. It's polar, pull up, polo, pull over. Some Costra Nostra.
I know just what you need.
About the two,
let's tell you,
we're double trouble girls, and we're doing it just for you. Now people, clap your hands,
clap,
just clap your hands.
Come on,
while you're rocking to the beat
of the two,
and we got the master plan. So clap your hands, young ladies,
if y'all ready,
and fly guys, if you wanna get down
with us, get up on the floor,
get up, and everybody just show your stuff. Now if you
don't know
the real deal about the two,
let us tell you,
we're double trouble girls. Doing it just for you. So come on, break it right.
Yeah.
Well, don't pause it, don't you dare stop, my man. Well, just get on your mic, turn on your mic, get on your mic and start the hip hop.
And I hear you about to see, I know a rock bell got a lot of money. I got a lot of clientele, but it won't be happy most definitely till you listen to the voice of my mother about to see.
And I hear KK say, I'm glad to be down with the two MCs with the funk and sound. But a party's not a party,
and
beat is not a beat until you listen to the brothers that sound so sweet.
And I hear you about to see, don't have to
be
weed. If they don't believe, you don't have to hear it to believe. The party is the truth, and let me tell you again. You listen to the sound, I have no end.
And I hear you rock, well, you know it down below. We got rhymes galore,
we got
rhymes galore. But we only came here to settle the score. So let's give everybody what they all pay for. Say one, two, three, four. Double trouble, what you waiting for? Here's a little something that we must recommend to all the party people and to all our friends. When we give a party, it's just not fit. We'll start our show if you're not there. So
listen to us,
everybody just
listen to us one time.
Cause we got routines that are fresh and new,
and we practice the heart so we can do it for you.
So listen, party people, when we tell you what to do.
When you come to a party, bring a friend with you.
And just
listen to us, everybody just
listen to us. I mean front to back, from bottom to top. When we're standing on the stage, you know it's time to rock.
Listen to us,
everybody will.
Listen to us,
three times. Then we turn on the mic, start the program.
And when it's over, you will notice we gave a nice jam.
So listen, party people, we would appreciate
if it come a
joy. Get the point. Get the point. Get the point. Get the point. We enjoy. Kick it, Rockwell. Get the point. Get the point. Get the point. You know I'm the joy. Get the point. Get the point. Get the point. We enjoy. We double trumbo. Get the point. Get the point. Get the point. We enjoy. Now we're double trump standing on the stage, guaranteed to make it jump in a hell of a rage. They made a mistake when they opened our cage, and now double troubles on the front page. Couldn't believe that we're a two man crew. Now we'll be in interview by the hour in the news. They call up the Daily and the Post. Now we'll be in interview from coast to coast. We don't like to brag, don't like to boast, but we're the two MCs and we have the most rhymes, rhymes and rhymes and rhymes, baby.
On your mind and all the time,
because we
make more and more to make,
and then we
never mess up or make mistakes.
We're
two of a kind.
We're
so inclined.
We're
guaranteed to hit my touch of mind.
He's
the Rockwell, the girls call me fine.
I'm literally on the scene, I'm right on time.
And together,
forever, we'll blow your mind. Double trouble is in the house. Don't you know, double trouble gon' turn it out, y'all. Been an MC just wasn't my choice, but I soon found out I had the golden voice. I was too hot to handle, too cold to hold, because MC stand for mic control. When it came to that, I was one of the best. I got rather north, south, the east and west. I'm like Mickey Mouse and the sun on set. When I shock the house, I don't give a damn. When you hear me talk, you can bet your last dime everything I say will be in the rhyme. Every rhyme I say will be a delight, cause I rock and shock and party all night.
I'm nice, I'm cool,
yeah,
I'm classified.
Yeah.
The things I do, the
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
When I turn on my mic, start to commence. The girl to scream incompetent. But hold your breath to save the clock, cause I'm the man who got the best of.
You got the
soul superb, souped up sound.
If you
get too close, you might be knocked down. You got to stay a little off my back, because I give you these words without a bit of slack. Two MCs out of destiny. We want to be the best for all the glory. So one,
two,
three, four. Double trouble,
what you waiting for? Here's a little story that must be told about two cool brothers that were put on hold. They tried to hold us back from fortune and fame. They destroyed the crew and they killed our name. They tried to step on the ego and walk on the pride. But two blue brothers stand side by side. Dude, think it from beginning to end. This battle we lost, but the war we'll win. Cause double trouble is in the house. Kick it, rock, rock the seat, we'll turn it out. Hey, kick it, rock, well, you know you're on. Cause the girls been staring at you all night long. So once you turn on your mic, run down the rhyme. But don't you forget your zodiac sign.
Be a big surprise for the ladies. Be the man with the rhyme. Hit the tiles. I'll be the coat crushing the party buster.
Yeah.
The man with finesse,
yeah.
The ladies blushing. Walk to my shelf in my limousine. Pull out my roller, count the green.
But
when I count, I make no mistake. So it better be a day I'll start to break. Like a bird in the sky, flying real high. I'm so glad you wonder why. My name is Kick Rock.
It's L-E-O, I'm a king without a castle or a crown. But I got something that can't be found. In the yellow pages or a cracker jack box. Rocking in phases till I reach the top. And when I reach the top, my name will be grand. I'll be the best MC throughout the land. But when I reach the top, I won't take all the credit. I'm down with double trouble and I'll never forget it.
When I write my rhyme, I'm trying to think. I tap my paper, my eyes blink. I pick up my paper, write down my rhyme.
Do it.
Gotta make sure that the rhyme is in the house. So, over and over, I read my rhyme.
And then it
make it sound better.
Cause when
I'm on the mic and the party's hot,
you gotta make sure
I don't sound right. Too many people listen to me. You know I sound good, good to be. Cause I'm one of a kind. I'm tired about your mind. I just can't be or left behind. But it's all the MC to think that I had.
There really ain't nothing.
And soon down with that,
I'll
shoot them down until the rap. Leave face in the mob when can't be back.
And then
move right up, collect the cows. Gonna just that smart and I'm about to bust up. Get
ready, y'all.
Rock steady, y'all. Because I'm pumping more stuff than crazy out of y'all.
Party people in the place, time to listen to me. When you hear me rap, I talk the truth and see. Cause I don't bite, don't dare to duplicate. When other MCs hear me rap, the wits they can imitate. Because they don't have a style of their own. They listen very hard when I'm on the microphone. They go up to my front, stare in my face. While I'm rapping on the mic, I'm standing in place. But it's alright if they're on my tip. Cause I know damn well they can't rock this. So when the party's over and it's time to go home, they try to think of what I said on my microphone. When they're sitting down, trying to make up their own, they find it very hard to leave my mind alone. But my style is deaf, my words are trapped. I haven't met an MC that rhymed me yet. So they take a chill to give me respect. Because they know if they don't, I put them in check. And that's a threat, y'all, that's a threat, y'all. And we can even make a $50 bet, y'all. Now we were winning the race from the very start. There was nothing in this world that could tear us apart. We had determination,
mission to reach the top. We had love for the people who watch us thrive. Our purpose,
a reason,
we're all the same. We said fairy watches is what we claim. But hard times, we're knocking at the door. What we have for the start was there no more. They tried to slow us down to a heart. They told us to our face it was our fault. They accused, misused, and they tried to abuse the balance we felt we were bound to lose. So to be young men, we have to take the loss. Cause you gotta pay the cost to be the boss. But now we're back and we're on the double. Don't mess with us unless you're looking for trouble. Double, 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 double,